Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Wednesday night. It's the 7th of January. This is not a rebroadcast. This is Michael Collins Piper, about as live as I'm ever going to be, coming to you from Washington, headquarters of American Free Press. Check it out on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net. First of all, I want to apologize for not being with you live last night. As a matter of fact, oddly enough, I was here doing some research for the show, and I got so absorbed in the books that I was shuffling through that I lost track of the time, and it was about 5 minutes after nine, I realized that, it was too late. I didn't have my phone, I didn't have my ringer on, so consequently the poor producers at RBN were calling me, and I had my nose buried in a book. But I'll tell you what, I'm glad in a sense I missed the show, because if I had not been doing the research that I was doing, I would not be in the future able to do a very important show that I am going to be doing on the subject that I was researching last night. So that having been said, I am here to tell you, though, that we are going to have a very interesting show tonight to make up for that. We have a guest with us. I had meant to mention that he was going to be on the show, but with all these holidays and days off with the holidays, I got confused as to exactly when it was he was supposed to be with us. Well, in any case, he is with us tonight. His name is Mark Anderson. He is familiar to many of you from at least two venues, one of them being American Free Press. Mark Anderson is a very talented writer. He's been actually writing professionally for quite a while. He actually used to be a part of the main, quote-unquote, mainstream media, but he realized that there were certain limitations on what he could write about and what he could speak about in the quote-unquote mainstream press. And we were very lucky to bring him aboard at American Free Press several years ago. He has been kind of a roving, he has not been kind of a roving correspondent. He has been a roving correspondent, traveling all over the United States, covering stories that are locally generated, but which are of national import. He has, among other things, focused on the Ron Paul campaign, which, of course, was a national story, very much so, during the past presidential election cycle. And he has been also focusing on, well, just a lot of things. And Mark will talk a little bit about it tonight. One of the things that he has worked on quite a bit, though, is the ongoing push by our New World Order crowd to institute all of these designs to make the North American Free Trade Agreement, the North American Union, that is, to make the United States, Canada, and Mexico as one. So Mark will be talking about that. I should also mention that Mark is a former host, but he is going to once again be a host of a regular program here on RBN. He hosted a program here up until about a month ago when there were some schedule changes, but he is returning to RBN beginning on Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central Time, I do believe. But in any case, his new program will debut here on RBN on Saturdays. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to bring him aboard, but I wanted to also bring him aboard because he's a good man with a lot of important information that you need to know about. Mark's one of the really nice people that I've had the opportunity of meeting over the past decades that I've been involved in this movement, and he has been a real, real valuable asset to American Free Press. So all of that having been said, we are going to the break, and when we come back, we will bring Mark right up to visit with us. So stay tuned.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. you may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
Hi, this is Tommy John. I may not be pitching for the major leagues anymore, but that doesn't mean I don't like to stay active. But like you, I get those pesky joint pains that come with age. So I take GoFlex. GoFlex is the 1-2 punch to knock out pain. It has an FDA-approved cream to quickly relieve joint pain and a doctor-approved vitamin that will guard your mobility and flexibility. So if you're suffering from pains associated with arthritis or the aches that come with age, GoFlex will help you. I know firsthand what pain is like. Years ago, they did a surgery on my arm so famous that they named it after me, the Tommy John surgery. Today, I don't let joint pain slow me down, and neither should you. If you're suffering from minor aches and pains, even the kind associated with arthritis, try GoFlex, risk-free. Thanks to GoFlex, even at my age, I can still throw batting practice.
To order GoFlex risk-free, dial 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848. 800-362-5848.
Toxic heavy metals. They're in the air we breathe, water we drink, our food, products we use, objects we touch, and they negatively impact our health by building up within the body over time. But now, toxic metals can be mobilized in a safe, effective manner with Chelarex from scienceformulas.com. Chelarex is an oral chelator developed from Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Chelarex contains absolutely zero synthetic chelation agents, which frequently cause adverse side effects. Chelarex contains all natural ingredients that enhance the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and protects against reabsorption. Chelarex effectively mobilizes mercury, aluminum, lead, and 15 other heavy metals. Try Chelarex now from scienceformulas.com with this RBN special offer. Purchase 2 bottles, get 1 free with free shipping. Limited time offer. Go to scienceformulas.com. That's scienceformulas.com. Chelarex, chelation of toxic heavy metals the way nature intended.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from a very cold, rainy, ugly Washington, D.C. Washington is generally ugly for reasons that I don't need to go into, but sometimes we actually have nice weather, so let's give credit where credit is due. Anyway, I wish some of this nice sunny weather would dry up some of these worms that we have in government, but I don't know if that's going to happen. Anyway, let me welcome Mark Anderson. Mark Anderson, welcome. How are you tonight?
I am mighty fine, and you?
Well, I'm here. Let's put it that way. I can always be better, but I can always be worse.
It almost sounds like you're outdoors. The cold must be really creeping through the cracks there.
Well, I won't even go into that. Mark, you heard my glowing introduction, I presume. Is there anything you'd like to add to that or amend or correct?
No, that everything was, I need not amendment. We don't have to call a constitutional convention here. I appreciate the plug on my rescheduled show. As you say, it's this Saturday, starting this Saturday. It'll be 7 to 9 Central, 8 to 10 Eastern. And
okay, let me get that straight in my own mind. That's 7 to 9 Central time.
8 to 10 Eastern, correct.
8 to 10 Eastern. Okay, I just wanted to clarify that for myself and for the listeners. So it's a two-hour, it'll be in a two-hour format.
That's
on
right.
On Saturdays, 7 to 9 Eastern time.
Yeah, with some very...
Or 7 to 9 Central time.
A rather highfalutin sounding imaging, as they call it. The name announcement and the music is pre-recorded. And it's pretty... It's pretty flamboyant sounding. I have to live up to what this thing is saying. And so I'm really having to think, okay, these topics have got to be good. I've got to be on top of this. I can't just be having a conversation that's too casual, you know. And so I'm looking forward to keeping it as interesting as I can and finding the best guests I can. Of course, I'll have you on there at some point, Mike.
Well, Mark, I have to say that I am jealous of you in terms of the field of journalism, because you really, you know, my subject matter tends to be segregated, no pun intended here. But you really cover a wide range of areas. But I think there is a consistent theme in your writings for American Free Press, and that is the theme of preserving the Constitution, preserving our liberties, preserving state and local government integrity, and preserving our national sovereignty.
Yeah, especially finding people that are either attempting to make a difference or genuinely are, and finding kinks in the establishment's armor.
Yeah, let me reemphasize that point too for the listeners, that's one thing that you have really been good at in your work for American Free Press. You've been out there in the field working hands-on, on-site, one-to-one with a lot of people involved in a lot of different efforts to make things better. These aren't people who are just out there complaining. They're offering solutions. And, you know, a lot of times at American Free Press, and certainly on this program, we hear from people who say, okay, we hear about the problems all the time. What can we do to make things better? So later in the program, Mark, I want you to give your email out or even a telephone contact number if you want.
Okay.
So that those people who want to contact you and recommend stories can do that. So
yes,
so that, I would urge people right now to get their pen and paper handy when we get around to that.
That's a good idea. Yeah, it's hard, and it doesn't mean that all the people out there succeed, and it doesn't mean that they don't lose their footing, but they are finding kinks in the armor. There's no such thing as any human institution, Federal Reserve, whatever it might be, that is completely insulated from correction or being possibly even taken out, you know, avoided or abolished or dissolved or something like that. There's always a kink in the armor. There's always an Achilles heel. You have to be very patient. You know, the people that run the nation from behind the scenes have lots of patience and lots of money. I think those things go hand in hand. If you have money, you can afford to be patient.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
But they're not all powerful. Some of it is bluff. Some of it is pretense. They don't have the bases all the way covered all the time. They're human beings just like you and me, at least I think so. I don't think they're of another alien race. I just got done watching part of Close Encounters of the Third Kind, so maybe I'm a little thinking more fancifully.
Hey, don't get me started on that one, but anyway.
But anyway, that's an ongoing theme, whether it's the Trans-Texas Corridor or whether it's Real ID or whether it's various other issues and the Fed rally recently when I was in D.C. and visited the office and saw you. The Gulf War illness people, those who are veterans and those who are activists for the veterans wanting more information on the effects of depleted uranium. But no matter where you go, it's people that are trying to get the government to do the right thing in any way they can, or take it upon themselves with minimal government involvement. But, you know, it's important for people to not lose heart and not lose hope. As daunting as things seem these days, the economy being like, a ship without a rudder and all these things.
You know, I tell you, Mark, from my experience now on the broader issues, and this is always something that I emphasize, you know, because I focus on, obviously, to a large extent, on foreign policy.
Yes.
And one of the reasons I focus on foreign policy is because I think that our foreign policy is so bankrupt and so corrupt that it's taking this country over the cliff, and it's something that affects everybody of every political persuasion, of every point of view,
sure.
You know, that you can't separate it. But in a realm of foreign policy, there's a consistency of badness. That is, we have both Democrats and Republicans alike generally going along with the program. But on a lot of these issues that you have focused on, what I have noticed, is that there's a lot of these issues where the average person, through civic action at the local level, or even you know, banding together and trying to influence things in Washington. A lot of times on these issues that you have been focusing on, which are so many different issues, really, popular input, people power, the power of the press, all of these things taken together really can have an impact. So that's why I think what you do is very, very important and very, very critical to the mission of American Free Press.
Well, I'm glad you think that. Yeah, if people play their cards right and get their act together in the right way, they can at least throw a wrench in things. They can at least buy time, and time mm-hmm. is more valuable than money. Time is the most valuable commodity there is.
You know, I had a very interesting conversation today with actually it was with the mother of Paul Tepeti, who's very familiar to a lot of people. Paul's with the band Poker Face.
Yes, of course.
And
uh-huh.
Yeah, and I had a conversation with Paul's mother today. Lovely people, Paul's family. And I said to her in the context of our discussion, we were talking about that very issue, that context of time. And, you know, our enemy has had thousands of years to build up a program, mm-hmm. you know. But even to this point, as close as we are to Armageddon, and I use that term Armageddon very generally here, as close as we are to destruction, as close as we are to losing our liberties, they still have not achieved their determined effort to have absolute power, to have absolute control, to be able to dictate things as they are. And part of the reason has been because of people at the grassroots throwing the monkey wrench in, and journalists like you who are providing support for them by writing about their efforts in American Free Press and talking about it here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. So that's why I say I can't overemphasize the need for people to band together and do what they can on a variety of issues where you know, we may not win every battle, but we're distracting them in enough places that they have to divide their own resources to try to deal with everything that's going on a bigger picture.
Exactly right. You know, you have to keep them busy, and you have to. The main thing is you have to stay in the field. You have to have the endurance. You can have flashing, dramatic victories, but it's more important to live to fight another day, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be a martyr if you can help it. Martyrdom is a limited institution, and it's more important to be determined than it is to be a martyr.
Mm-hmm.
To stay the course.
This very issue of the Trans-Texas Corridor is part of a much bigger, and you've written quite a bit about this for American Free Press.
And there's a big foreign connection. It's not just a domestic issue, but yeah.
Exactly. See, that's it. It goes back to NAFTA. It
China.
Goes back to all of these one-world programs, all of these one-world projects. You know, they've all taken on... Go ahead, Mark. Go ahead.
The Trans-Texas Corridor is only where the rubber meets the road. It's all about...
And figuratively, yeah.
Yeah, literally and figuratively. It's where the Chinese merchandise out of Asia would come over here in the largest amounts ever seen, as if they're not coming out in huge amounts now. Go around Long Beach and L.A. shipyards, go down to Lazaro Cardenas, which is controlled by Chinese shipping interests, and then railroad and truck up through Texas. And Texas, where I am residing right now, is literally the front lines. I am literally watching the border wall be built only about a mile or two from where I'm at right now.
Mark, hold that thought. Mark just put his finger on something there that is the beginning of the end of America's borders, and that is all part of the drive for world government, the new world order, whatever you want to call it. All right, we'll talk more about this when we come back. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Here's a startling fact. The New World Order wants you dead. Chemicals and toxins are in the air. Biowarfare, drugs and unknown substances, foods with no vitamins, fast food for obesity, fluoride in our water. How do we fight back? What do we do? Make a life change decision. Get ahead of the curve. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Cleanse your body and internal organs. Lose weight and receive more energy. Get aboard the life-changed boat and say no to the dark side. All natural, and for about $1 a day, you can win the race. GetTheTea.com or call our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Don't be deceived by the bullies of the trade.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We have with us Mark Anderson of American Free Press, and we are talking about this this phenomenon, the Texas, what is it, the trans, I can never remember the name, Texas, Trans-Texas Corridor, Mark, or get me straight on that.
Yeah, that's the name, the TTC. It's a part or portion of the overall planned NAFTA superhighway. Within Texas, it would be called that. The other corridors have names like the Port to Plains Corridor or Canamex, and they run north-south or northeast-southeast across the country, zigzagging as these world planners or hemispheric planners envision it in their demented dreams. But all of these things, without exception, are blueprints but not hard reality, except in limited areas where I think they've broken a little dirt and built little segments or little tributaries that might become part of the larger program later. Because what they're trying now, and this just came out literally today, is they're claiming that the Trans-Texas Corridor is dead. Amadeo Sines, a TxDOT, that is Texas Department of Transportation official, was quoted as saying that by name, the Trans-Texas Corridor is more or less dead meat, or going the way of the Edsel, if you will. And However, it sounds to me, by his own words and by any clear analysis, that what they're doing is just changing the name and doing it more incrementally, hoping that people won't notice.
Well, that's been an old trick that's been in operation
with these one-world
planners for the last 75 years, for all intents and purposes.
Right. So you're Joe Sixpack. You see a highway being built, and you think it's just a local county project, or at best just a state project, not part of some large hemispheric, autobahn for the New World Order types.
You know, let me give another analogy, a related analogy. As I pointed out on this program, all the counties across the country and all the states, I'm sure, have their local county emergency management agencies.
Right.
And they think it's something like for their local county, you know, and it's, oh, isn't that nice? We have our own county agency. But those county agencies are really part of a national network.
Sure.
Which functions as an intelligence operation.
Sure.
It functions as a framework for a government, a police state government,
sure,
in terms of a national emergency. And
yeah,
so that's what's happening in that realm. And what you're pointing out, and quite correctly, is that these little, and they're not necessarily little, but these localized superhighways, so to speak, these corridors, these networks are all part and parcel of the bigger picture of this effort to make us all one.
Right. Well, one of the things they'll try and do also is they'll try and convert freeways into tollways so existing roadway can be brought into the fold. That way they're not building as much new roadway, so it looks more harmless.
Okay. Well,
so,
again,
you know,
part of the game, yeah.
Right. I mean, it might not mean that every inch of pavement is part of the NAFTA highway, but in many cases it's going to mean that. And they have to have this huge network to dump even more Asian merchandise, as if that such a thing were even possible. There's so much dumped here now, into the United States. You know, I don't know. We're coming up on a break again pretty quick, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I won't go into what I'm... I have a good analogy here that I'll share when we go into the longer segment, but I just attended in San Antonio a court hearing about that very thing where the TURF group, Texas Uniting for Reform and Freedom, is trying to call attention to the fact that the city of San Antonio and surrounding counties support converting freeways into tollways. And this is a very smart group, this TURF group up there. It looks for anything. It's very hard to fool them. It's a classic example of a citizens group that is not just a bunch of rubes. They're not going to take things lying down. And if government gives them false assurances, their antenna is up. They know that they're false assurances. They're not going to go away. And they're really throwing a wrench in the overall corridor, not just in San Antonio, and I think that's why they're trying this tactic to rename the Trans-Texas Corridor something else, because they're getting frustrated by all the citizen opposition.
Mark, I want to ask you a question just as we go towards the break, and I want you to think about it during the break.
Uh-huh.
We know that these plans are coming from above. We know that. That's a fact. Not a conspiracy theory. It's a fact. How is it that these national, really international planners are able to foist off their agenda onto local and state governments? What is the mechanism they're using there? That's an important point I think we need to cover when we come back. Now,
sure,
we are going to the break, ladies and gentlemen. We have a few callers lined up, but I'd like to most of these callers came in very early. Like to focus with our calls on what Mark is talking about here tonight. So if you're calling about some other matter, if you could call back tomorrow night or another night, I'd appreciate it. But if you do have a question for Mark about this subject, please hang on the line or call in now. The number is 800-313-9443.
Sounds good, Mike.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
Hi, this is Tommy John. I may not be pitching for the major leagues anymore, but that doesn't mean I don't like to stay active. But like you, I get those pesky joint pains that come with age. So I take GoFlex. GoFlex is the 1-2 punch to knock out pain. It has an FDA-approved cream to quickly relieve joint pain and a doctor-approved vitamin that will guard your mobility and flexibility. So if you're suffering from pains associated with arthritis or the aches that come with age, GoFlex will help you. I know firsthand what pain is like. Years ago, they did a surgery on my arm so famous that they named it after me, the Tommy John surgery. Today, I don't let joint pain slow me down, and neither should you. If you're suffering from minor aches and pains, even the kind associated with arthritis, try GoFlex, risk-free. Thanks to GoFlex, even at my age, I can still throw batting practice.
To order GoFlex risk-free, dial 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848. 800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com, or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here with my colleague from American Free Press, Mark Anderson. I posed a question to Mark before the break. I said, we know that these plans for internationalization of the United States, which is what it amounts to, are coming from above. How are they foisting this off on state and local officials?
Well, I think the most common way would be something like this. Like, take, for example, the Trans-Texas Corridor. The investors are represented by Cintra, a Spanish company. And I think what happens amid the common phenomenon that dominant media generally don't get this stuff straight, they don't see the big picture, or they don't want to. Keep that in mind. Cintra says, okay, we want to build a highway, and the big construction company in Texas, at least central South Texas, is called Zachary out of San Antonio. And they see a lot of dollar signs, as do TxDOT officials who, of course, work with these construction companies all the time. I think the money, the work, especially with the economic downturn, the amount of public works that is involved, the amount of salaries and wages.
Follow the money.
Yeah, and it just kind of blinds people to larger, more moral considerations. And the money comes down. Cintra sees years and years and years of people paying tolls on the Trans-Texas Corridor when it is built to recoup their investment. They're going to be using market-based tolling, which means, quote, what the market will bear, unquote, which means they'll toll people as high as people will stand it, and maybe even higher. And it just becomes sort of a self-perpetuating racket, I guess, in lack of a better word.
I think you've put your finger on it quite well. I think that's exactly what it comes down to.
Well,
not only do private interests benefit, but it helps perpetuate the bureaucracy.
Well, yeah, and then the jobs, like you take these private prisons I just wrote about, that's another subject, and there's more to it, as readers in AFP will soon see, but they'll put these privately run, privately owned prisons in these depressed towns, towns that used to have factories that have been sent to China. Those Chinese factories are now sending stuff back here. Put that aside, these depressed towns, even though these prisons are run oftentimes irresponsibly, hardened criminals will be brought there without the public knowing it to medium security facilities. There'll be breakouts. There'll be killings at the prisons. But the townspeople will actually defend them because they're the biggest employer in town.
Okay.
And,
there you go.
So
I think that certainly answers my question. Certainly answers it to me.
Now, there's going to be other circumstances maybe that vary a little. And I would point out that this thing also comes down from Canada, and so it's not just from Texas going up, it's from Canada going down. That's
exactly
a topic for another show, and they want to meet in the middle in Kansas City. But I don't want to get too windy here, like because I know you have callers, so I'll let you steer the ship here, though. So.
All right, Mark. Well, no, I think you answered it quite well. I mean, it's you answered it for me. I had that question, and you answered it and answered it well. We do have a caller from Texas. It's Ray Goodwin, my friend Ray Goodwin. Ray, welcome aboard.
Hey, thank you, Mike. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. I'm just a few miles north of you here in Victoria.
Oh, well, we got relatives up there. I like that area. You're just within Ron's district, Ron Paul.
That's exactly right. But, of course, we are on the pathway to that Trans-Texas Corridor. And today in our local paper, the headline story was Trans-Texas Corridor is dead.
Uh-huh.
and see, if some people saw that, well, that alleviates their fear and they let it alone. But if you read the story, you will see that fellow you were mentioning a while ago, that's kind of a spokesman for it, what he's saying is he says there's not enough money in the budget right now. It's kind of on the back burner. And by the way, we have been listening to all you people with your concerns about your land and whatever, and the planners of this have already decided that the right-of-way that they need will not be 1,200 feet. We're cutting that down to 600 feet.
Mm.
1,200-foot right-of-way, that's 4 football fields. And even 600 feet, that's a couple of football fields wide of land that these people are going to be taking one way or another, either by buying it at a cheap price or by eminent domain. And so that it's met an awful lot of opposition around Victoria and on up through the state. And what I think they've done, and y'all have already touched on this, is they're going to repackage it and
mm-hmm.
bring it right back.
Yeah,
under another name like the Interstate 69 Corridor. They're going to, of course, extol its virtues and the work and the that it'll bring to the area and things like this. But
right,
it's just like say our lead paper in the Victoria Advocate today was about that very thing, and I'm hoping that people will not drop their guard and will stay on the alert against this thing, this project, because it's certainly not going to put money in the pockets of the ordinary Texan. It'll be enriching the usual crew that gets rich over things like this, and certain politicians that they buy off, the money filtering down.
Mm-hmm.
Ray, this kind of reminds me of during the campaign, I remember seeing someone denounce Ron Paul and his supporters saying they actually believe that the international powers want to merge the United States and Canada and Mexico. And they kind of dismiss these things on these broader terms, when in fact that is precisely what the big agenda really is, but they've kind of localized it as in an effort to try to bring in the local politicians and try to appeal to the greed of the corporations and give people this perception that, oh, this is something that's a good thing, not a
right.
bad thing. And those people who say it's a bad thing, they're talking about really strange things like world government. And that's a myth. That's the approach they take.
That's right. And you have so many people who have land along that route that is already planned, that has been in their family for generations. They're threatened with the loss of that land. And you hit the nail on the head about Ron Paul, because he's such a strict constitutionalist that he would not vote for funding of anything like that, or to have this project done. And he catches hell in the Victoria paper from the usual crew about look at Ron Paul voting against things that would benefit his district. You know, this Dr. No is what they call him, because he says no to so many federal things, and rightfully so that he does that. But there, local paper and some of the politicians are determined to convince the people in his district that Ron is bad for this district because he votes against such projects as that. And so, anyway, we all got to keep fighting the battle. And I did want to tell Mark that I certainly enjoy his work in AFP.
He does a lot of good work.
Yes, he does. And the article about the prisons down here, that's very pertinent, the private prisons. And this fellow brought suit down in the valley about that very thing. And so,
oh, yeah,
anyway,
Ron
Mark,
Gallo, right.
I'm going to let y'all get some other callers, and I appreciate being able to talk. And Mike, we'll be catching up with you in another day or two.
Great, good
hey,
to
Ron.
Hear from you as always. Appreciate
hey guys,
those emails.
Hey, guys, if I may chime in, I'd like to know how to get a hold of Ron, Mike. After the show or at some point, get me Ron's contact, since he's a Texas contact.
Yeah,
so he and I can get together.
Yeah, I'll forward you his email, and you can give your in fact, I'll tell you what, Mark, right now, why don't you give out your email?
Sure, and I think Ron's probably still listening. And it's in the paper, but just to be clear, it's truthhound2@yahoo.com. That's truthhound, the numeral 2, @yahoo.com. I always say two H's, no spaces, truthhound2@yahoo.com. And especially Ron, but anyone else, get a hold of me so we can have some Java and talk about some issues and find out what's going on and who's getting active and who's trying to make a difference here. So,
you know, I want to emphasize one thing. That was Ray, by the way, not Ron.
Oh,
Ray
excuse
is
me.
From Texas, and Mark just happens to be located in Texas right now. But this is going on all over the country. This isn't just some Texas phenomenon. This
correct.
This is happening really all over the United States. And if there's people out there who are now just suddenly becoming aware that this is happening in their area, they can write you at truthhound2@yahoo.com and let you know what's going on.
Yeah,
there.
Anywhere in the country. Yeah, Texas is just happens to be sort of the front lines for some of these issues. But, yeah, I appreciate Ray's input, and now that I got his name right, I'm sure he and I can get in touch. So
absolutely. All right, we have another caller all the way from the West Coast, Mike in Oregon.
Hi, Mike and Mark.
Hey.
I subscribe to the AFP, and, you know, it's ironic. It hasn't been more than 3 hours I called the AFP to get your phone number, because I don't do email.
Oh.
And I won't go into that too much, but I wanted to talk. I spoke on social credit at the last Barnes conference, and I wanted to.
Oh, this is Mike Bauer. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
How are you? Yeah. I didn't write you down.
I'm fine, Mike.
Oh,
social credit. Well, I hear your voice about every night, actually, but it's the first time I've been able to get through to speak with you. Joe Fields and I are going to be heading for Texas in about a week or a week and a half, so maybe we can, you know, see you when we come through. But I'd like to get your phone number, maybe off the air.
Yeah,
and,
well, I'll give it to Mike to give to you off the air. What part of Texas?
Well, I'll be going, I guess, to Dallas-Fort Worth and then maybe down to Galveston. I travel in my work. I sell machinery, and I'm all over the country all the time, and I pass out literature, primarily Billions for the Bankers, Debts for the People, and the Attack on the Liberty. I pass those out to people. You know, five, six days a week, all over the country.
Hey, Mike, if you would, before you leave the air, if you would give your number to my producer.
Yes, fine.
And he can pass it on directly to Mark.
Okay, I gave it to Julie today too.
Okay, if you could give it to the producer, he can give it directly to Mark then at the end of the program.
But in regards to what you're discussing this evening, it all goes back to debt. And as you know, and you talk about in your columns, the debt arises chiefly from interest on new money, which compounds, and everyone becomes more desperate, and that's what was behind outsourcing, of course, a cheaper way to get products, and then in competition, everybody has to join in or flounder. Now, I've never seen it actually discussed. If you go back just a couple of decades, if you went to a third world country, a non-European country, they looked like a third world country. And the bankers they targeted the 88% of the world's population that wasn't European to be built up with Western technology and training. And that's the other reason that's never mentioned. And as far as the highway, you know, everybody's desperate. They need to get goods cheaper and quicker. And that's why, unfortunately, so many people, chamber of commerce types, I suppose, and contractors will go along with these freeways, these big freeways.
Yeah, chamber of commerce types who think that building a strip mall to sell more Chinese goods is economic development, which is as sorry as it is sort of, tragically humorous. I know that type very well.
And it's very interesting that when you listen to the left-wingers, if you really listen to what they say they want, what they want corresponds with exactly what the bankers want, an end to all trade barriers, national boundaries, traditional cultures, even races. And that's what the left wing, they always say, for different reasons, of course, but that's what they always, you know.
Well, it was Karl Marx that said, and famously said, "Gentlemen, I am in favor of free trade." Said that.
Exactly. That is absolutely right. A person is a wrench, is a toy car, is a hammer. People and goods are interchangeable in the minds of these people. They let goods across the border without any regulation, just like they want people across the border without any regulation, because they see no difference between a person and a hammer.
And that's very interesting analogy.
That's what it is. I mean, it's economic man. There's no morality in anything anymore. Everything is just an equation, you know.
And in the universities, the cultural communists are the ones that promote these things, breakdown of traditional culture in favor of pop culture, which loosely is sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and mass consumption, and the spectacle, like the Super Bowl. I mean, I like the Super Bowl.
I have to put my sarcasm in, so what's wrong with that?
Well, there's nothing completely wrong with it, but it eliminates traditional culture. The only bastion of traditional culture now is National Public Radio, and we know where they're at.
They always sound like their bow ties are too tight.
Yeah.
Listen,
I want to get off
public radio.
Talk to other callers.
All right, Mike.
I'm looking forward to your program too.
All right,
hope to see you,
Mike,
in Texas.
Mike, be sure to give your number off the air to the producer, and he can give it on. He can pass it on to Mark at the end of the program.
Okay, I'll just hang on the phone or what?
I think the producer's probably listening in, so if he could jump on with you
okay.
We'll just say farewell to you, Mike, and look forward to seeing you again soon.
Okay, Mike.
Yeah, there we go. All right, my producer will be with you in a moment, Mike.
All right.
All right. All right. Mark, we have about a minute and a half before the break, so I'm going to bring up our next caller and let her fire away, and then we'll let you answer when you come back. We've got Sonny calling from Idaho.
Hey, Mikey.
How are you, Sonny? Haven't heard from you in a while.
Oh, well, I've been listening. But listen, you know, something's been nagging at me for a long time. They are completely destroying our economy. We're all destined for poverty. Why in the world would we focus on this is all on bringing commercial goods in? Do you remember what the original interstate system was designed for?
No, tell me.
It was designed for military use.
Oh, I've heard that, yeah.
Every so many miles, there has to be a mile or something or other of flat plane thing that jets can land on. What has been niggling in my mind, and it's just been really riveting up lately, is what if this isn't about bringing in commercial goods? Okay, we can unload ships in Mexico and bring them up, and this highway divides the nation directly in half, as I understand it. Maybe this isn't it, and maybe we're missing the boat here. It isn't about bringing in commercial goods.
I I want to respond right away.
Yeah, go ahead,
Mark. It's very interesting. She says this has crossed my mind. When you look at what comes from Asia and you follow the route, this would be, at least in theory, an ideal military invasion corridor. It really would. We would be forced to build our own demise, if you will. It sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie, but it could very well have some reality. Of course, it would have the ostensible purpose of moving goods and products, but and just like the interstate highway system has an ostensible purpose, but it may have a larger purpose, and we can't close our eyes to these possibilities.
All right,
I appreciate what she's saying. Very insightful.
Yeah, I think that's a very good point, Sonny. Thanks for your call. We can squeeze in one more caller when we come back. Vicky from Idaho. All right, stay tuned. Very interesting program with Mark Anderson. You can reach him at truthhound2@yahoo.com. truthhound2@yahoo.com.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
Hi, this is Tommy John. I may not be pitching for the major leagues anymore, but that doesn't mean I don't like to stay active. But like you, I get those pesky joint pains that come with age. So I take GoFlex. GoFlex is the 1-2 punch to knock out pain. It has an FDA-approved cream to quickly relieve joint pain and a doctor-approved vitamin that will guard your mobility and flexibility. So if you're suffering from pains associated with arthritis or the aches that come with age, GoFlex will help you. I know firsthand what pain is like. Years ago, they did a surgery on my arm so famous that they named it after me, the Tommy John surgery. Today, I don't let joint pain slow me down, and neither should you. If you're suffering from minor aches and pains, even the kind associated with arthritis, try GoFlex, risk-free. Thanks to GoFlex, even at my age, I can still throw batting practice.
To order GoFlex risk-free, dial 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848. 800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com, or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, folks, we're wrapping up the hour. Right now, I want to thank Mark Anderson for coming on and reminding folks that from 7 to 9, beginning this Saturday, every Saturday, you can hear Mark on his own program right here at RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. Now, we have Vicky from Idaho. Vicky, fire away.
Hi, guys. Lady from Idaho was very astute. The trusted shipper program in the Trans-Texas Corridor going through, they could ship, you know, just troops and troops and troops into our country before we would ever even know anything was going on.
And drugs, too.
And drugs.
And
I worry less about the drugs than I do the communist Chinese troops, believe me. But anyway, what I was wondering was, have you looked into the communist Chinese using the NAFTA Chapter 11 provision to force our country to open up via Mexico, kind of like a camping on to the NAFTA agreement through Mexico and through Canada?
You know, I've heard some things that point that way. That is kind of on my list of things to do, which always seems to be longer than I can keep up with, but that's very important because NAFTA is a very expansive, shady agreement. Some years ago, I read it, and my jaw about dropped open. It's very candid, and everybody should read it. When you read NAFTA, you realize just how audacious and bold it really is. It's amazing. I would encourage anyone to read it. It's just amazing. And when you take into account what Henry Kissinger said about it, that NAFTA wasn't just a trade agreement, but it's part of a new international system, quote unquote. You really see what he means.
There you go.
Yes, that's right. And all the integration of our it's all occurring under the radar because it's integration of the computer systems and the administrative functions of government.
Mm-hmm.
So the government that you see, our government, is a facade.
Yes.
Underneath, there is the integrated governments of Canada and Mexico all working together in tri-national working groups.
Yeah, they're letting us keep our flag. They're letting the Mexicans keep the Mexican flag and the Americans keep the stars and stripes and the Canadians with their maple leaf. But like you've said, Vicki, and quite correctly, there is this superstructure, this hidden superstructure for an international system. And not only is it happening here in the United States, Mexico and Canada, they have the Caribbean Trade Agreement, the South American Free Trade Agreement, I forget what it's called.
African.
They have all over the world.
Yeah. Very, okay. Very interesting point.
Well, I'm going to send Mark some links because this is one of the areas that I've done a lot of research on.
Good.
And so I'm going to send you just a bunch of stuff.
All right.
Well, Vicki, you know, we're running out of time here, but I want to thank you for a very interesting call, just like all of our callers tonight. We're kind of all taking these different pieces and putting it all together. And I'll tell you what, this is a case, as I told Mrs. Tepetti earlier today on the phone, you take two and you add two, and you do get the number four. So this is what it's all about. Thanks to Mark Anderson for all the great work he's doing on this subject. Thanks to people out there in the field like Vicki in Idaho, Ray Goodwin in Texas, and Sonny in Idaho, and
if
Mike
I may
Bauer
get in one
in
last
Oregon.
Word, Mike.
What's that, Mark?
Mike, just yeah. one last word. My
Go
show,
ahead.
My show, When Worlds Collide, resumes this coming Saturday, January 10th, from 7 to 9 Central, 8 to 10 Eastern. Tune in here on RBN.
There you go, folks. You heard it. And if you want to write Mark Anderson by email, it's truthhound2@yahoo.com. Thanks again to Mark Anderson, and thanks, of
Thank
course,
you.
To the Republic Broadcasting Network for making this hour and all the other good hours on this network possible. All right, folks, you heard it right here on RBN. Thanks for listening in.